All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Drive on KFH Radio. This is Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. Kyle Coffey ending on a bang with his music. We'll continue Listener Appreciation Month next week. Kip Bulliam joins us. Kip, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. This is our five questions segment. Jeff set this up. We were calling you out one day on this show. Did you not get wind of that?
I actually got wind of it afterwards, and I never did get a chance to call in. But, yeah, I had quite a few people telling me that you were looking for me.
Apparently, I have mispronounced your last name since I was 7 years old, and your father was a player in Derby.
The name I heard you calling saying was, yes, that was incorrect.
It's not Pulliam. It's Pulliam.
Pulliam, yeah.
There you go. Well, that makes sense since it's spelled P-U-L-L-I-A-M. You're with Bob, of course, and Jamin Anderson today. And I'll start out and ask you a question that's near and dear to me. Of course, admired your work at Heights for all those years. But go way back, as I said, to when your dad was a standout player at Derby High School in the early 60s. What did you learn from your dad? And I know you were extremely close. He's no longer with us. But what would you say, just a wide question, what did you learn from your dad, Stan?
Oh, I think just to work hard. He worked so hard, you know, no matter what he did, whether it was coaching on the floor, playing, you know, he worked around the, you know, even working around the house, you know, it was just he taught me to work hard and good things will happen. And, you know, it kind of worked out for me, and, you know, it kind of worked out for him, too.
Jamin, what question do you have?
Whoa, look out. Where are you at, Bob? I would say my question would be, and I always like asking people this, what accomplishment or what thing that you have done in your life are you the most proud of?
Honestly, I think the state championship I won the year after my dad passed away. It meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me to do it for him. And they're all great because, you know, you know, coaches don't win a whole lot of state championships. Players do. So, you know, it was a different group. So the reason it meant more to me was because it was right after he had passed away, and he was at every game, and it meant a lot to me, and I used him a lot. I mean, he taught me. He was still teaching me when, you know, up till the day he passed away. So I think that was the biggest accomplishment I had of my career.
Kip Bulliam with us, coached for 12 seasons at Heights, 4 Class 6A titles, a career winning percentage of .841, 243 wins, only 46 losses. Man, the memories must be incredible for you to think back to that.
Oh, they are. It's fun to follow now, you know, that I'm not coaching. But it the memories are great. And what's really awesome is I get to see a lot of my girls that I had, you know, from my first state championship and my first teams I had at Heights. You know, I still see them all the time, and it's great to see them and see them succeeding in life. And you know, something that I always preached when I coach is, you know, it's not all about basketball. It's about succeeding, you know, in school and after basketball, and it's been great to see a lot of my girls do that.
Now, does Jeff go off? I have to ask this of Bob real quick. Does Jeff go off the board?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. That's what five questions
okay,
is about.
Okay, good. Because
we got to put Kip under the microscope.
I have an important question then.
Okay.
Pie or cake?
Cake.
Oh, really?
That breaks my heart. Oh, cake people are different. Bob, are you cake or pie?
I'm probably cake, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tommy, cake or pie? Okay, I got a winner. Okay, sorry, Kip.
Why, Kip? Why cake over pie?
I'm just more of a keg guy. I actually go on and off my sugar-free spurts, and you can have sugar-free cake, and it's a lot easier. So.
Oh, yeah. Sugar-free pie does not sound appealing.
Yeah, okay. It's not near as well. Cake is my favorite.
We're talking with Kip Pulliam. He had an amazing run at Heights as their girls' basketball coach resigned. I think this is your third year out of it. Is that right, Kip?
That sounds about right.
Tell us what you've been up to in those years since.
Well, I went to work for Loose Sporting Goods here in town and do team sales for them. But, you know, I really wanted to spend a lot more time with my family. My son was getting older. He's actually a freshman at Valley Center now. And he's a football guy. He's not a basketball guy, which is fine with me. I'm excited about that because I like football as much as basketball. So I've been doing that. And then we spend a lot of family time. We do a lot of different things together now that I was never able to do in the past with my summers being so full and my winters being completely full.
Are you going to be down there at campus tonight watching your alma mater play Mays?
I actually am not. I should get back there. I haven't been back there in a while.
Oh, you know, man, Chris Davis would love to have. Heck, he'd honor you at halftime.
I actually do need to get back because I heard the school's changed a lot. The sad thing is I think the last time I was there is when they, you know, inducted me into the Hall of Fame, and that was the last time I'd been there.
What did you learn about coaching? And we're talking with Kip Pulliam. What did you learn about coaching, not only from your father, obviously, who was a tremendous influence, but your predecessor at Heights and a guy you served under, Lane Lord? What was that experience like?
Oh, coaching with Lane was awesome. You know, one thing I really, really enjoyed coaching with him about was he let his assistant coaches coach, and he really gave you ownership of certain things. When I was his assistant, I did the defense, and that was kind of my ownership. And he really put his two cents in, but he gave it to me, and that's what we did, you know, and let me run it. And that's one of the best things, you know. So when I became a head coach, I really wanted to give my assistants ownership, and you know, and Coach Lord is really good about giving his players ownership of the team and what you do, and I think it makes your team play completely different when they feel like they have ownership and your assistants feel like they have ownership. It kind of puts a whole different picture of it for each person from their point of view.
Kip, I'm going to go off the board again because I can't help it. And Bob's going to ask the straight man questions. So I get left to be Jeff today. What is your favorite board game and why?
Monopoly.
Okay.
Because I like to try and own everything.
That is so you, Kip. That's an excellent answer.
You're in to crush the competition. Is that the thing? Okay. All right.
Yeah, the intensity of Kip is not exactly coming across in this interview, but
no.
It existed, right, Kip?
Yes, it did. I've become a lot mellower, and when I'm not coaching, and I still am very, very competitive, and so I still get it out. But it's when I was coaching, I had a fire to me. That was for sure.
So you're not an old guy. How old are you?
I'm 47.
Do you ever think about getting back in the game?
Yeah, I'll get back in it. I truly believe I will. I think, you know, my son gets a little older and gets out of high school, and you know, then it's, you know, we'll be empty nesters. So it might be something, you know, maybe, you know, I didn't end up deciding to go with Lane to Texas Rio Grande Valley because of the distance and all that. So, but it's something we've even talked about recently. I went and watched him play up at UMKC last weekend. So I think in the future I will coach again.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Now you get to ask us a question. You can either ask a separate question and get Jamin's thoughts on something different from what you want to ask me if you want, or you can ask us the same question. It's up to you.
Well, I wish I had a question of, you know, the cake or pie thing, but my question is, I know the answer to one of them is going to be from both of you is, one rules change, you'd change in high school basketball.
Shot clock.
Exactly.
Please.
So I didn't want to. So I'm like, well, that doesn't count. So I know everybody and their dog wants that. So I guess mine is, because I know, Bob, you're a huge MLB guy. What rules change would you want in the MLB?
You know, we were just talking about this, and it's a good one. And I have fought against the DH for many years because I think the National League game is superior, even though pitchers are getting worse and worse at hitting. I have a little more difficult time making that case nowadays. But I like the proposed rule change where a pitcher entering the game from the bullpen has to face at least three hitters. I don't like the pitch to one guy. Then let's go get the left-hander, and he pitches to one guy, and then we go get the right-hander back. I think pitching to three batters will be a very good rule change if it comes about in the big leagues.
I would say that's a decent one. I would question what happens if a guy comes in and gives up back-to-back home runs and still has to pitch to a third guy. But
don't give up back-to-back home runs.
I know. I would say mine would be probably a hard pitch clock, but also penalties for hitters for stepping out. So I would think a 25 or 30 second pitch clock, with also the rule that if you're a hitter and you step out and you're not granted time, that's a strike. So I think it would balance it out for pitchers and hitters.
There you go, Kip.
Well, yeah, I thought of one.
Let's hear it.
Side, since it's a Friday night, nachos or popcorn?
Nachos or popcorn? I'm more of a popcorn guy, Kip.
Microwave or from the movie theater?
No, from the basketball game. From the
concession stand.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm going down to campus, and I'll probably have popcorn.
And I'm gonna go nachos. That's a tough boy. That's a tough question, though.
Hey, wow. Kip. Great to catch up with you, Kip. We really appreciate it. Hope you get back into coaching, and when you do, please let us know, and we'll get you on radio. Okay.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Thanks, Kip Pulliam. Legendary girls basketball coach from heyday at Heights High School. Boy, they won all the time, and then they kind of got taken over a little bit by South, and now Heights is really good again this year. I believe they're unbeaten, if I'm thinking correctly, or one loss. So a very good Heights basketball program. Basketball coming up this weekend all over the place. Kansas at Oklahoma State tomorrow at 11 o'clock. You can hear that one right here on KFH. K-State with the most interesting game of the weekend in the Big 12 at Baylor. That'll be a tough test for the Wildcats, who are coming off their win over KU. And then tomorrow night at Coke Arena, I won't say it's a gimme, but Tulane's not good. No. And that's the opponent for Wichita State tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Coke Arena, 6 o'clock pregame on our sister station, KEYN. You like what you see of the Shockers in their past three games?
I think you're seeing two things. One, freshmen are now freshmen and a half and growing up. And two, the schedule is softening considerably. That first part of that schedule was unbelievable. Their non-conference was tough, and the first half of their conference was really – I mean, they look at the teams they played in the non-conference. We didn't think Baylor was going to be that good. They walloped Baylor in the first half and held on to win, and now where's Baylor? I mean, Alabama, Davidson, some of these teams that I thought those might have been questionable losses, those were not bad losses. So I think we're seeing that maybe we were underrating them a little bit based on a tough schedule.
They've got this game with Tulane, then a couple of tough ones on the road, Cincinnati, Tulsa.
Right.
Then some winnable games. I think they'll go 5-3 or maybe even 6-2 the rest of the way in the regular season.
Yeah, they have a chance to be above 500.
I don't know that they'll win at Cincinnati, Tulsa, or SMU. And then they've got Tulane as their fourth road game.
Right.
Their home games are Memphis, UConn, Tulane, and East Carolina.
Right.
They can win those games. Now, Memphis had Cincinnati on the ropes last night in Memphis, but they're not quite disciplined enough yet to figure out how to win that game. And Cincinnati's extremely disciplined.
Right.
That was a fun – I am very much into the American Athletic Conference basketball. I like watching it. And
it's a good league.
Houston, it is a good league.
Houston is a sleeper Elite Eight type of team. They're very good.
Yeah, they're good.
Cincinnati's going to get in.
They beat Central – who beat Central Florida? Temple.
Temple.
Temple's a good team.
Temple's not bad. Central Florida's
not bad. I predict Temple,
bad.
Cincinnati, and Houston get to the NCAA tournament. I think Central Florida
right there
falls
the
just
line.
A little bit short.
But it's a easy two-bid league and a possible four-bid league.
Yeah.
At this point.
And I think Memphis is getting better. We expect UConn to get better. Tulsa has some players. SMU's gonna it's a very solid program.
It's on the way up across the board.
All right, Jamin, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Jeff will be back Monday. I'll be back to wrap this one up. Stay with us.